Welcome to our Easter Reflection Series on Knowing Your Tree of Life. Each day we'll be reflecting on one of the virtues and a saint who can teach us how to practice this virtue in our daily lives. Today's reflection is for the Monday of the seventh week of Easter. The word we're reflecting on today is Eucharist and how it is connected to the virtue of abstinence. Pope St. Gregory the Great tells us, "Hunger and thirst and fatigue are chains of corruption that cannot be loosed, except in that glory of immortality, by which our mortality is transformed. We fill the body with food, lest it grow weak and emaciated. Then we weaken it with fasting, lest it should be a trouble to us when filled." The saint we're reflecting on today is St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas once struggled with gluttony, but came to practice abstinence. Thomas was quiet and seldom spoke at the university, leading other students to believe he was mentally delayed. But Mangus prophetically said, "You call him the dumb ox, but in his teaching he will one day produce such a bellowing that it will be heard throughout the world." While it seems that Thomas had few vices, one vice we are aware of is food. Thomas was overweight and food seemed to have a hold on him at moments of his life. Thomas argued that gluttony could also include an obsessive anticipation of meals and the constant eating of delicacies and costly foods. Here are his six methods of committing gluttony. Properi, eating too soon. Laute, eating too expensively. Nimis, eating too much. Arenter, eating too eagerly. Studiose, eating in too picky a manner. Forente, eating too fervently. Thomas encouraged people to practice the virtue of abstinence in combating all six forms of gluttony regarding food. One of the moments that helped Thomas to stop going to food to fill him was when he had a powerful encounter with God. In this encounter with God, Thomas realized that the glory of God outshone the splendor of any food. He lost any residual desire for things of this world, including food at the time. Whenever he was tempted to eat, he would instead go to the Eucharist and remember that his hunger was for the bread of life rather than earthly bread. Thomas is well known for his love of the Eucharist. He helped to write the songs and prayers we use on the Feast of Corpus Christi, or the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. His struggles with food led him to realize how the Eucharist was the only food that could fill and comfort him. The virtue of abstinence not only involves avoiding certain earthly types of food or drink, but going to spiritual food to fill us. A powerful way to overcome focusing too much on food is to grow in love of the Eucharist. When you receive communion, ask Jesus to fill your empty places and to free you of thinking about food instead of God. We can also learn to be careful about eating at times of the day that are bad, like late at night. It is important to not eat too expensive a food or to overeat during meals. We also need to be on guard against dreaming about eating or eating a meal too quickly. Pickiness regarding food is also gluttony and to be avoided. How can you go to the Eucharist more to fill you rather than going to earthly food? For your prayer today, St. Thomas prayed with the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. Use your imagination as you now read the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." Reflect on how Jesus was never alone, because the Father was with him, and that we are never alone because of Jesus' presence in the Eucharist. Please reflect on how you can allow yourself to be comforted by the Eucharist instead of food. May you have a blessed day in the Easter season.